Let's talk cybersecurity. I don't mean big financial institutions or government agencies. I mean much closer to home, literally. See, as a parent, your kids are no doubt surfing the web, which in many ways for them could be like walking into a Wild West town without a gun. As older people have become more tech savvy, that's a whole other generation needs to have a watchful eye over what they do online. Seniors in particular have become increasing targets for online fraud. But don't stress out. Help is here. We're joined now by the Chief Information Security Officer for Avast, Jaya Ballou. How are you today, Jaya?
Hey there. I'm well. Thank you.
Avast.com. And boy, are you going to want to remember that website. You'll find out as we go along here with Jaya. But looking at some of the numbers, it's just shocking the level of fraud, the methods of trying to get to, especially seniors, with the kids. It's usually their parents' credit cards that get whacked on that. But according to the FBI 2021 Elder Fraud Report, cybercrime for Americans over 50 tallied $3 billion last year, and that's a 62% increase from 2020. So this is a problem that the parents in the middle have to look at both ends of the generations over now, don't they?
Absolutely. And actually, I love that statistic because what we're also seeing is that in terms of targeting, 75% of American adults have actually been targeted with some form of scam. That cybercrime statistic that you just mentioned, of those types of crime, the worst, 3 years in a row, has been ransomware. And there, we do see like a wide scale of victims. We don't just see the elderly. We also see those corporations in there. So pretty much everybody is being attacked. Or there is an attempted attack, and it's pretty frequent. So we need to get better equipped to handle this.
Notice, too, having been online really since its infancy, the scammers are really high-tech now. Some of these things, I even look twice because they're just so, by appearance, convincing.
Yeah, gone are those days of the, you know, poorly crafted Nigerian prince emails,
yes.
Unfortunately. You know, now they definitely have a level of sophistication. They're impersonating not just the look and feel of, say, an online bank, but also the language. You know, it's perfectly consistent with the same type of language that would be used by the bank. So it's actually really difficult to spot.
As well, too, I guess there's something in common between the very young and the very older generations. They tend to volunteer a lot of information that the scammers can feed on social media accounts, for example. You can basically, in a lot of cases, jigsaw puzzle someone's life together to present a reputable-sounding story that can result in either the kid or the senior getting scammed.
Yeah, and this is exactly our worry. Look, there's been this kind of sandwich generation, which is the bunch of folks in their 40s and 50s that have to take care of their kids but also have to take care of their parents. And that's just with real-world stuff. And now there's this additional complexity by adding the component of being safe online, and that additional complexity means that they have to make sure that these kids aren't, you know, victim to cyberbullying or giving up too much information on their social media platforms or putting up images and dances on TikTok that can never be retrieved, while at the same time making sure that their parents aren't falling for a WhatsApp scam or some other scam that, you know, they're getting because they're being targeted for their bank account or clicking on ransomware links. You know, so it's a lot of work for this group, sandwiched literally in the middle of these two caregiving populations.
Without a doubt, we're talking with Jaya Ballou, who is the Chief Information Security Officer for Avast. Avast.com is the website you want to remember because this is what we're going to get into now. The people who are becoming more tech savvy, they get intimidated by software, by downloads, by programs, and they tend to say, well, that's too much, I'll just go without, which is the wrong thing to do when it comes to any kind of cybersecurity protection for whatever you're doing online. But as an Avast user myself and have been for quite some time, it can't get any easier than what Avast offers, and in both a free service as well as a pay-level service, and both are really excellent no matter what your needs are.
I love you. I don't know who you are, but I just love everything you're saying. But that's spot on. Look, we made a free product that has the same level of protection as the paid product. But, you know, the paid product obviously doesn't come with ads and it doesn't come with targeted, you know, kind of campaigns and stuff. There's none of that happening. So I think that if you have a price point that is leaning towards the free thing, the free antivirus tool has excellent protections, is very well rated for finding and blocking malware, and that's really what it's supposed to do. So I recommend that everybody get the basics right, because it's gotten to a level of complexity that cannot be managed by mere human capability anymore. So we need automation. So start with a good antivirus that blocks that ransomware, then move to a secure browser so when you're online that those phishing websites get blocked as well. Make sure that your browsing is, you know, secure when you're doing it. And then finally, since we want to use Wi-Fi everywhere for all of our devices, make sure you use a VPN. Any VPN, any of these tools can be done from any vendor. You know, I'm not here to just plug Avast. I want all of us to be more safe when we go online.
And there's really, it's really simple steps. And I just want to give, I'm not a paid spokesperson for Avast, but doing research, going to a legitimate website page about a person who was going to do a segment here on the show, I couldn't get there. Instead, I got this Avast warning saying, I don't want to go there. And I emailed the person because I had the email address. Turns out that person's page was hacked via their hosting account, and Avast slammed the brakes on me going to someplace that would have endangered my computer.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that everybody has this feeling of digital freedom. You know, they don't have to worry about the security and privacy. They can enjoy the benefits that the online experience has to offer, and that, you know, everyone can partake. So it's not just for those that can afford it, but everybody has access to good security tools. That's kind of our mission. That's why we're here. And it warms my heart to hear that it's been a positive experience for you.
It's as simple as be aware, be cautious, be protected. The last part comes courtesy of Avast, Avast.com, a free download, a pay service. No matter which one you choose, start with one, progress to the other, your choice. But I can personally recommend it as a security system that doesn't bog down your computer, doesn't slow you down when you're doing work. With Avast, you just get it done and get it done safely online. We've been joined by the Chief Information Security Officer for Avast, Jaya Baluja. Jaya, thanks for the info. Thank you for Avast as well.